The Immigration Matters in Canada Coalition is a grassroots, nonpartisan group that advocates on a range of issues affecting immigrants and refugees. The group held a town hall meeting on Saturday to discuss Canada's changing immigration policies. Dorota Blumchinska is a member of the coalition, and she joins me now in the studio. Welcome, Dorota.
Thank you, Karen.
So the town hall meeting focused in part on the two-year ban on parents and grandparents being sponsored to immigrate to Canada and the new super visa program, which is a temporary program which would provide short-term visas for parents and grandparents. Can you explain your concerns around the policy change?
Well, previous to the super visa, what was in place was an opportunity for families to bring over their parents and grandparents permanently, which means that they could become permanent residents and then hopefully citizens, and in doing so, support their families and their communities in a long-term way. Now, what the super visa is it's a mechanism to let people come in temporarily as visitors, which means they're not entitled to stay. They have no path towards citizenship. They do not have access to our provincial health care system, which means they have to provide their own private health care, which can be quite expensive to purchase that insurance for an elderly person. And it, furthermore, it also gives the impression that parents and grandparents come as a burden to Canada and as a burden to our communities versus really looking at them as an asset that creates stable communities.
What effect does it have on families? And I'm thinking particularly children growing up in Canada who then aren't able to see their parents or their grandparents.
Well, I think the effect can be very clearly seen and demonstrated in our First Nations communities. When you take out an entire generation, so if we're talking about taking out parents and grandparents, you are creating an entire gap in the segmentation of generation to generation. So there is a loss of culture, a loss of language, a loss of traditions, a loss of faith. And that creates disjointed communities. And we know from disjointed communities that there's a higher reliance on social services. There's a higher reliance on the healthcare system. There's a lot of interaction with the justice system. So there's a lot of problems that come out of that for society just by removing that segment of a generation.
And I imagine it would disproportionately affect families, lower income immigrant or refugee families who may not be able to afford the private health care or other aspects of the program.
Oh, absolutely. Because parents and grandparents, we have to understand that we're not talking about bringing over folks that are 90 or even 80 years old. The average parent grandparent is coming in their late 40s and early 50s, and many still have 10, 15, or 20 working years. So they're contributing into our economy and into the tax base. So if that's the argument, that's flawed. The other part of it is these folks are coming in and they are providing vital child care, which we do not have enough child care spots, and our government is subsidizing them. They are helping families stay together, so it means less families are breaking down, which means there's less reliance on the social system and also on the child welfare system. Families are eating better, they're eating together, which means that there's less chronic health issues or other nutrition related issues. So there are so many ways that parents and grandparents are important. And in low-income families, that is all the more essential because often those families, if they're low-income, it means they're also facing other barriers. So possibly language barriers, education barriers in terms of not having enough education, often working multiple jobs and being really far from the home for long periods of time from the children. There's a lot of things there.
This is a temporary change so far. Do you know if there's an opportunity to still provide feedback or influence the federal government on this?
Absolutely. The federal government right now is designing a new parent-grandparent program. They are very much basing it on the program that has been designed in Australia. What's important to understand about that is that the Australian model is brand new. It is an untested model. We have no idea what we're copying. And it's a model that has in provision such as a $40,000 sponsorship fee, a sponsorship only for citizens, which means permanent residents are not eligible. Sponsorship only under special circumstances. So the average family, unless they have some special circumstance, which no one is defining that, will not have access to parents and grandparents. So we're basing our new program that we're designing on that. So this is the window before that program rolls out and the super visas are cut away to go to Minister Kenny, who is the Federal Minister of Immigration, and say, this is not the kind of Canada I want, and this is not a value that is representative of myself and my community.
So you did have a town hall meeting on Saturday, just 2 days ago. Can you talk about some of the other issues that people wanted to discuss that they were concerned about relating to immigration or to refugee rights?
Absolutely. What's important to keep in mind is that this is a small piece of many other pieces of immigration policy reform that are being squeezed in through the budget process and that are being put into ministerial rights that are not going to the public forum. So there's a lot that this government is doing without engaging the Canadian public. And the concerns are that we are reducing the number of refugees we're bringing in, that we are limiting access for families with persons with disabilities to be able to come to Canada, that we are punishing low-income families who legitimately work full-time, let's say at a minimum wage, pay their taxes, are healthy and supportive of their communities. They don't qualify for many of these programs. So there are being policies shaped and put in place that are for the privileged, for primarily Caucasian countries, for countries that are primarily English-speaking, and for countries, quite frankly, that are primarily Christian background. So we are seeing things like embassies closing in Kenya that support primarily Somali and Muslim refugees from Eastern Africa. So we are seeing a lot of things happening here, you know, because the government is saying, well, we're going to close that embassy and open one another somewhere else, and we'll only have them there for 5 years, and then we'll close them and open another one elsewhere. But again, you're creating a disjointed system. You're not creating integration. You're not creating opportunities for people to come from many nations. You're really segmenting and you're handpicking. And that's not the kind of Canada we want.
So for people who are listening and concerned about this sort of thing, you are a grassroots organization. Can people join and get involved with the work you're doing?
Absolutely. We need people to get involved. So we have an email address. I'm in Canada Coalition at gmail.com. And you can get a hold of us through there. If you Google us, I believe you can get into our Facebook and our Twitter account. It's important for people to get involved. We hold these large town halls, but what we do is we also go to the community. So if there's a small student union that meets regularly and wants to be informed, if there are small ethnocultural groups that want to have additional information, we will come and do small kitchen table conversations. So we've done the 200-person forum, and we're happy to do the 5 or 10-person campaign. We will do a letter campaign with you. We will provide you with postcards to sign to send to Minister Kenny. But most importantly, we will arm you with the information you need to know to better understand. Because what is most regrettable about this is in the last election, the immigrant vote was so important to this current federal government. They went after it very aggressively. They assured the immigrant communities that this government would be all for immigration. They got their majority, and they are ripping apart our immigration system.
Well, thank you for coming in today and talking about it.
Thank you.
I've been speaking with Dorota Blumchinska, and she is a member of the Immigration Matters in Canada Coalition. And as she said, if you are interested in getting involved, you can email imincanadacoalition@gmail.com. So it's imincanadacoalition@gmail.com. And you're listening to Mud and Water on CKUW 95.9 FM.